Welcome, Erev Bez Hashem. Continue with Pel Yoitz in Shin with 227, the topic of Gevura, strength, a new topic. I want to first thank all of the listeners from wherever you are around the world, and I appreciate giving me the schus that you listen to the shir. You should be good benched that Hashem should give you the strength to continue to serve Him. Gevura, he klau Godol b'Torah. Gevura, strength, is a klal godol, is a massive, essential part of Yiddishkeit, of serving Hashem. As the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Eizehu gibor, who is considered to be a gibor? Very famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalid. First Mishnah, doesn't say 10th degree black belt, doesn't say how much he bench presses, doesn't say he can do the finger punch, right? Okay, 1-inch punch, doesn't say any of that. Eizu gibor ha-koivish es Yitzroy. The Chachamim, they tell us, you know what a gibor is? He's somebody who was able to koivesh es Yitzroy. What does it mean to be koivesh es Yitzroy? He's able to subdue, to overpower, to conquer his Yetzahara. The Yetzahara says to him, do the wrong thing. And he's able to overpower his Yetzahara. That's called a gibor. And the same way a person goes to the gym and he exercises his physical body to be in shape, to be healthy, which is a mitzvah. I'm not saying it's a mitzvah to go to the gym. I'm saying mitzvah to be healthy. And to exercise, to be strong, so then we can do mitzvahs. We have to elevate ourselves one day at a time. Dargo, one madrego, the next level, one level, next level, the next level. And that's how we build our spiritual muscles. And then when the nisoyin comes to a person, when the challenge, when the test comes to the person, he has the capability, he has the tools to pass the test. V'ashrem is gaber al yitzroy. Fortunate is the person, praiseworthy is the person who overcomes his yetzahara. Ashrem is gaber. Praiseworthy is the one who overpowers his Yetzahara. Ki ish l'yois rotz l'chol mitzvah. Just like it's noteworthy and praiseworthy for a person to be motivated and to be self-motivated to run to do mitzvahs. Not just to wait for the opportunity to come to you, but to run to do mitzvahs. And at the same time, we have to do the mitzvahs essay, run to do mitzvahs, as well as to hold ourselves back, not to violate and transgress the lois essay, the negative commandments, which Hashem says, don't do. Don't do that. Just like we see a sign, no trespassing. So there are different ways that people could put up the sign. One is the no trespassing sign, you know, the sign that's hanging from a thread, you know, and it might not really make a rush, it might not really scare or convince a person that he's not allowed to pass through that shortcut. But let me tell you another type of sign. It says no trespassing, and you see with four strong bolts, it's in that fence. And then underneath, in bold, it says electrical wired fence, stay back. And it tells you the voltage that if someone touched that fence, what would happen? Then behind the fence, there's another fence. And you don't just hear, but you see the dogs barking as well. Let me ask you a question.
No, you're not going.
You're not going close to that fence. Okay? I think we'll agree to that. Rabbi Isai, we have to see loisa say a negative, transgressing a negative mitzvah, worse than that electrical fence. That's how we have to see it in our eyes. Let me ask you another question. Rhetorical question, of course. Because we're recording for the Olam now. Questions like this. You want to go say good Shabbos to somebody. And as you're about to stick out your hand to reach to say good Shabbos, you see he sneezes and he covers his mouth with his hand, with his right hand. Are you going to shake his hand? 3 seconds ago, you were about to do it. All right? Okay. He's about to shake. Of course not. What's a shaila? He just sneezed. And then he turns around and he smiles. He says, oh, I had this bad cold. And I'm just getting over pneumonia. Of course you're not shaking his hand. No one wants his cold. You don't want to catch that. These are dvarim pshutim. V'ashrei ha-mizgaber al yitzroi. Fortunate is the person who's mizgaber al yitzroi. Rav Yisai, this is what we're saying over here. We have to value what the word of Hashem is. And Hashem gave us 613 mitzvahs, 248 positive mitzvahs, mitzvahs essay. Go do it. Run to do it. Run to do the mitzvah, besimcha. And at the same time, we have 365 mitzvahs, loisa say, that we have to be bayreach, run away from that aveira, like there's a fire, rachman letzlon. You run from the fire. You ever been chased by a dog? You don't just walk away from that dog. You know, you ever think that there's a fence over there and all of a sudden you're getting closer? You're like, wait a minute, where is that fence? Why is that dog getting closer? And then before you know it, you never realize how fast you could run. And as soon as you get into that room and you slam the door behind you and you try to catch your breath and people looking at you like, are you okay? And you can't even talk. This is what it means to be bayreach. This is to some degree bayreach min aveira. Run from an aveira. Now, I have to ask you a question before we stop with this shir. And this is just like 3-4 lines of the first topic of Gevura. And the question is it possible for a person to run to a mitzvah or run away from mitzvah if he doesn't know what the mitzvah is? That's impossible. And that's why one of the reasons the Rambam tells us Talmud Torah keneged kulam. It all starts with Limud HaTorah. We have to know, we have to learn what are the mitzvahs, what are we running to, and what are we running away from. Have a wonderful day.